Oh, hi, Herb.
Hi. You, wanted to see me?
Yes, we did.
Am I in any trouble?
No.
Well, what's this meeting about?
This meeting is about a very good idea that you've had, Herb.
That I had?
That's right.
Well, hell, let's get on with it. I'm not a guy who likes to waste a lot of time.
Well, Herbert, Andy here tells me that these Dear Abby talk type shows are really popular.
Yeah, the advice show. Oh, yes, indeed, big guy. These things are sweeping the country. Now, 20 minutes ago, I was talking to Crazy Chuck Kaminsky over Big 3K Radio in St. Louis. He told me that they put on one of these Dear Abby sort of things about a month ago. They got 75 calls the first day, 200 in about a week. Then they won their 2 to 3 p.m. time slot.
They did.
They did. That's a miserable time slot for us, too. Now, I think we can take this hour easily with a show like this. I like it, Herb, and I want to do it.
Now, wait a minute. Something like that's got to be cleared through me first.
But, big guy, this is...
Okay, it's cleared.
Good. Now, here's what I want to do.
Mr. Carlson, why not a full 1 hour of news?
Not this.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to find someone like a Dear Abby and Ann Landers. Now, this person does not have to be a psychiatrist or anything. Just someone with good old common sense, all right?
My thinking exactly.
Who have you got in mind?
Oh, I don't know yet, but I'm going to find someone.
Excuse him, what, Travinsky? Look, that was my idea. I should find him.
Oh, no, Herb. Don't you want this idea to work?
What is that supposed to mean?
I think what Andy's trying to say, Herb, is that if you get your incompetent hands on this project, you'll totally destroy what would otherwise be a darn good idea.
Oh. Is that true?
Nah.
Good. Then I'll find the perfect host. You're gonna love him. And I'll have this show on the air by the end of the week. Herbert R. Tarling Jr. has spoken.
If you've ever wondered whatever became of me, I'm living on the air in Cincinnati, Cincinnati WKRP. Got kind of tired of packing and unpacking, town to town, up and down the dial. Maybe you and me were never meant to be, just maybe in a while. I'm at WKRP in Cincinnati.
And, I was employed by the city for a while. Now, that was real interesting.
What got you interested in doing a show like this?
Herb did. We're cousins.
Okay, fine.
And I used to be a dancer. So I've always been interested in show business. And Herb says I got a real good way with people.
Well, you do.
The guy has all credentials. I mean, look at this letter. I haven't met the man, but I've got a hunch you're going to love him. Mr. Van Housen?
Well, good morning, gentlemen. I'm Mr. Van Housen.
Don't you see? I should do the show. Huh?
Well, I worked very briefly in radio before, and I had an advice column for a time, but I gave it up to write my book, You Be You and I'll Be Me.
Oh, you wrote a book?
Yes, and it did quite well, too.
Gee, that's good.
Well, I must admit you're extremely well qualified, and you have a very lovely voice.
Thank you.
I say yes.
Me too.
Well, let's get going. I'm not the kind of guy who likes to waste a lot of time.
Well, slip on home, slide into bed, and sleep the day off. Want to come? Change your mind, give me a call.
You gonna stick around for Ask Arlene?
Tell you something, Jennifer. I am against anything that puts a DJ out of work, and this woman is taking Dean the Dream's slot.
Dean was leaving anyway.
And to what? That is my point. What is Dean leaving to?
He's going to law school.
Hmm. It could come in handy. I might need a lawyer someday.
Where is she?
Who?
Arlene. She in there with the big guy? What time is it?
No. 2:30.
Why don't you ever knock? Why?
I'm sorry, big guy, but I can't find Arlene, and she's on the air in a half hour.
Well, look, just don't panic. I'll get a hold of Travis.
I mean, this is her first show. I thought I'd pick her up and get her here in plenty of time.
Look, just calm down. Travis, get in my office immediately. Mr. Carlson. I don't suppose she drove over here by herself, do you?
No, I told her. I'll pick you up at 2 on the dot. She said, yeah. What's that?
Huh? What? That's not...
Okay.
A man in my position, Herb, doesn't play with trains.
Yes, sir.
I'm not a child. I'm a hobbyist.
Yes.
Come in.
Arlene is here.
About time.
Ah, sure.
Mr. Carlson, Herb, I'm terribly sorry.
No problemo, Arlene. Just a minor little mix-up. You know, I'm just very glad you're here. Well, please sit down.
Thank you. Oh, is that an electric train?
Yes.
No. Well, I mean, he's not a child. He's a... What are you?
I'm a hobbyist.
What? What? What is it?
Arlene's here.
What?
No, I just, you know, thought you'd like to know.
Oh, hello, Arlene. Ready to go on?
Oh, yes, I've been preparing all morning.
Good. Everything's in the go mode. Advertisements in this morning's paper, air promos, intro tapes.
Oh, and it wasn't easy to concentrate either. I got a call this morning from Eddie.
Who?
Eddie. He and I were separated this past Christmas.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, it's all right now. It's old business, but still it does hurt sometimes. You see, I thought that this was going to be the marriage that finally worked. Could I have a glass of water?
Surely. You were married before then, huh?
Oh, yes, 4 times. But I really don't count the first one. We were only married for 2 days.
Here you go.
Thank you. I hardly knew him. I only did it to get revenge on Barry, who had lied to me. Just an aspirin. We never had sex. In my first marriage.
Oh, good.
Oh, I am still very careful about that. I mean, you can hardly have a relationship with a man today that sex doesn't get in the way. You know what I mean, Mr. Carlson?
Oh, yeah.
Arlene, why don't you just relax, and in a second we'll go into the booth, all right?
Thank you. You know, Eddie had severe problems with my success. He had all the usual male,
attitudes?
The usual male attitudes to a marriage. Eddie would be in charge. Eddie would dominate. Eddie would make the decisions. Even when he started doing the dishes and making the bed, I knew where he was really coming from. I mean, I knew where he was at, man.
Oh, my goodness. Maybe Ed was attempting to communicate.
Oh, don't give me that bull.
Sorry. What time you got there, sir?
It's just about airtime.
Oh, good. I hope Eddie's listening, because I think he's going to know when I'm really talking about him.
Arlene, I wouldn't get too personal now. I'll be you, you'll be me.
What?
It's your book.
Oh, that piece of trash.
Are you coming?
Are you kidding?
And blow the whole country, oil fields and all, right off the map. But of course, that's just a personal observation. This is Les Nessman saying good day, and may the good news be yours.
Arlene, you look a little sleepy.
Ah, she just took an aspirin. Come on, Les, get her from there.
Yeah, Arlene, you sit right down here.
What kind of an aspirin?
I don't know, a big pink and blue thing. Oh.
Arlene, you all right?
Of course I am.
Of course she is.
How many did she take?
Well, I only saw her take one.
Who's that?
I'm Les Nessman. I read your book. Didn't help me any.
All right, Arlene, now, here are the phones. You remember the phones?
Of course I am.
Good. All right.
Here we go.
Void where prohibited.
WKRP, Cincinnati.
And now, it's time for Ask Arlene, a bold new venture in Cincinnati radio listening where you, the listener, call in to Ask Arlene poignant personal questions and receive in return poignant personal expert advice from an expert. Expert, expert, expert. And now, here's Arlene.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Arlene. Welcome to my show, and feel free to ask me anything. Our number here is 555-WKRP, and I'd like to see those phones light up as soon as possible.
Jennifer, it was great. You were absolutely wonderful.
Oh, thank you. Andy, could I have a cup of coffee?
You bet.
I have never talked so much in my whole life.
Oh, that advice you gave, it was perfect.
Just common sense.
How do you know all that?
I don't know. I read Psychology Today, Field and Stream.
And here you go, star.
Thank you.
Hey, I heard the last 30 minutes of your show. It was great. You were wonderful, wonderful.
How's Arlene?
Oh, she's okay, fine. I took her to emergency ward, and it was nothing but a case of nerves and about 3 Valium. Eddie came and picked her up.
Will she be able to be back tomorrow?
Well, I really don't know.
Well, you better find out.
What for? We've got you.
Now, wait a minute.
Jennifer?
Yes, sir?
There's a pushy salesman sitting in the lobby waiting to see me. I was wondering if you could make him go away.
Yes, sir.
Well, hold it, Wade. Sir, didn't you listen to Ask Arlene?
Well, Jennifer did the show.
She was great. I did okay.
I'll handle the salesman. What's he look like?
You.
Good. Dracula meets Frankenstein.
Oh, Venus, did you listen to the show?
Did I hear? I'd recognize that sexy voice anywhere.
You were great, Jennifer. You know, I listened to you for just 10 minutes, and already I've decided to go back to school, lose 50 pounds, and get a sex change operation.
Just how personal do these questions get?
Oh, very personal, Mr. Carlson.
Oh, no.
Oh, don't worry, Mr. Carlson. I assure you I'll be back at my desk tomorrow.
Jennifer.
Andy, I'm not going to do it.
Why not?
Because it goes against my basic philosophy of do your job, but don't do too much of it.
Well, look, it would be much more exciting than being stuck in the lobby all day.
I like it out there. We hardly get any calls. Mr. Carlson won't accept visitors. It's quiet. I can read, study a foreign language, occasionally answer a question or two.
See, that's it. Everybody always comes to you for advice. So I say, share your wisdom with the rest of the world.
Oh, come on.
Jennifer, do I ever ask you for anything? No, I don't. Look, I just need you to do this for a while. Just for a while until Herb can find somebody else. That shouldn't take too long, should it, Mr. Carlson, for Herb to find somebody else?
No, just a matter of days, weeks.
Days? So, come on, what do you say? Just this once?
I say no. Yes, you're on the air.
Arlene, what's the meaning of life?
The cereal or the magazine? Hello, this is Arlene, you're on.
Arlene, I got a problem, but I don't want to use my real name.
Well, that's okay.
So, just call me Joan.
Okay. What's your problem, Joan?
Who?
Well, you are Joan, aren't you?
No, I'm not. Anyway, Arlene, what do you do with a husband who's always running around with other women?
Have your lawyer chat with him.
Oh, okay.
Hi, this is Arlene, you're on.
Arlene, this is Betty. I've been engaged to a man 3 months, and I just found out he has a wooden leg. Should I break it off?
Oh, I don't think so. Hello, you're on.
Arlene, I don't have a question for you. I just want to say I thank God for you.
Well, that's very nice, but not necessary. Hello, you're on.
Say, Arlene, this is Joe. How's a guy get rid of really problem dandruff?
I wouldn't know, Herb.
It's Joe.
Well, Joe, we have to go to a commercial now.
Shirley, I'd love to hear one.
Say, how does a guy get rid of really problem dandruff?
Hello?
Hello, Arlene. This isn't Joan again.
Oh, hi.
You told me to get a lawyer to chat with my goonball husband who's been fooling around with every other woman in Cincinnati?
I remember.
Well, I've taken your advice. But I don't know how to tell Bob I'm leaving. Of course, Bob isn't his real name either.
Well, Joan, I'd tell him as soon as possible. I'd look him right straight in the eyes and say, Bob, you're out. And that's the way it is, February 8th, 1981.
Arlene, it's Earl.
Oh, hi, Earl.
I just want to tell you that my wife and I are getting along great since I talked to you. Thank you.
Well, good.
And she stopped carrying the pistol.
Oh, that's great, Earl. Hello?
Arlene?
Yes?
Everybody in my office says I'm difficult to get along with because I can never admit I'm wrong. What do you think?
Maybe they're right.
What do you know?
You said a couple of days. It's been 64 of them. 64 does not a couple make.
Yeah, but you're doing so well.
How long does it take Herb to find somebody?
He's giving it everything he's got.
That's what I was afraid of. Andy, I don't want to be the advice lady for the rest of my life.
Look, how about just for the next, 10 years?
How about just for the next 10 minutes?
10 days.
5 days.
Deal.
2 days.
Five.
Deal.
Well, what you're worried about, you're making a lot of new friends.
That's what I'm worried about, coming out. Hello, you're on.
Without you.
Oh, please don't do that. Live your own life. And remember, I'm not a psychologist or a psychiatrist. I'm just the advice lady. Yes?
Arlene, do you think I'm fat?
You look okay to me.
Arlene, this is Arlene.
Oh, hello, Arlene. This is Arlene.
Arlene, I just want you to know that Eddie and I are back together again.
Oh, that's great, Arlene.
Bye, Arlene.
Bye, Arlene. Hello, this is Arlene.
Arlene, hello. This isn't Joan again.
Oh, hello.
Remember you told me to tell Bob I was leaving him?
I did?
Well, I told him. Last night.
And?
He hit me.
I can't hear you.
He beat me up, Arlene. And I don't know what to do. Arlene.
Listen, don't worry about it. Herb's going to find somebody today. Yeah. He's only been on the case for 194 days.
Hello, WKRP. Mr. Carlson? Oh, he's not in. Guy's never in.
We probably should just forget the whole thing.
I just wish Jennifer was back here. Oh, I just don't like sharing Jennifer with other people. Hello, WKRP. Travis. No, he's not in. No, the guy's never in. You know, it was all Herb's idea.
No, it wasn't. It was mine.
Gentlemen, Arlene has just resigned. Johnny's filling in.
Well, now, wait a minute, Jennifer. You promised me...
With Bailey's help, I just got a caller in touch with a center for battered women.
Well, that's good.
Except she probably wouldn't have gotten battered were it not for my cute flip off-the-cuff advice.
Well, now, wait a minute, Jennifer. You can't take responsibility for something like that.
Why not?
Well, because we talked you into this. I mean...
You don't understand, Andy. I kind of liked it. I enjoyed it. Do you think I would have done that day after day if I hadn't? Does that sound like me? So, now I'm going to take my little seat right out here in the lobby and keep my big mouth shut.
Oh, no, Jennifer. Don't do that.
Why not?
Because I need you.
I don't want people to need me.
Oh, yes, you do.
Would you gentlemen please excuse me? Because I think I'm going to cry now, and I don't want anybody to see me do that.
Of course.
Jennifer, would you come in here, please?
Mr. Carlson.
Look, I need you.
What's wrong?
My train's broken.
No. Patricia, you're wrong.
Well, I just don't know what I'm going to do about it.
Right. Wait a second. Would you just listen to me, please?
Oh, all right.
Okay, because you don't want to look like a fool, right?
No. Right?
Okay. So now listen very carefully, because I'm not always going to be here to help you, okay? You always want to start on these things from the outside, and that'll lead you just naturally, organically,
oh, yeah,
into those inner areas,
yeah,
and that's where all the real action is, you dig? Now, what's furthest out is the salad fork and the soup spoon. Then the teaspoon, okay?
What's right?
It's on the right. The big fork is on the inside left, and the dessert spoon is above.
Above what? Why do I have dessert spoon?
All right, Pat, Patricia, I tell you what, put the napkin over your head and eat with your hands, okay? We got a lot of calls.